allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Appreciate everybody joining in on that. We have a pretty basic agenda. I think commissioners have been aware of the item here for a little while. The intent of the Airport Authority to seek an SIB loan, that's the only item on the agenda. Unless somebody else has something they wish to bring up, I'd entertain a motion for approval of the agenda as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Let me back up just a little bit for public record for roll call, because I do see Thaddeus has joined us. So we'll do a real quick roll call for the record so we know who's in attendance.
Sorry, Chairman. We have lost audio for you guys from a chat from Thaddeus.
Okay.
Oh, but he said he got it.
Okay, got it.
Let's try pinging Thaddeus. Thaddeus, can you hear us?
I can hear, and I'm in attendance.
Okay, awesome. Very good. So that's roll calling of Thaddeus. So noted that he's here. Ron Velarde, Commissioner Velarde?
Here.
Commissioner Brayback?
Here.
Commissioner Taggart?
Here.
Commissioner Marshall?
Here.
Commissioner Tuffley?
Present.
And the Chair, Tom Benton, is here as well. So, okay. And staff represented this evening. Do you want to call those out, please, for us, Cameron?
Yes, I'd love to. So in attendance in the room, we have Executive Director Angela Padalecki, the County Coordinator Shayla Flesch, and myself, Cameron Reese, Board Clerk.
Very good. Thank you for your attendance this evening. All right. So we've had approval of the agenda. Commissioners' comments this evening. I would like to remind commissioners there is a joint board holiday social from 6 to 8:30. You guys probably got that invitation. It's coming up December 13th at the Clark's Riverview Barn facility. It's kind of a...
That's it.
Oh,
you
no,
guys been
that,
there?
That's St. Mary's.
Which one is it again? Where?
I thought this was joint. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I just know because I'm like, oh no, that's after board. A board meeting.
I thought this came from the county, so.
No. Nope.
Scratch that.
Sorry.
Right.
Another board you serve on.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys.
Sorry.
So I'm sure there'll be a social for us at some point in time, and I'm no doubt you'll be helping coordinate that at some point.
Yeah, I think Cameron actually has the details.
Yeah. All right, so sorry about that, guys. See what happens when you get old, you don't read your emails. Citizen comments, anything this evening?
No, Mr. Chairman, okay. We do not have any citizen comments.
There was actually
Sam. Siebel.
Sam was on there. Kevin is on there as a tenant as well.
Yeah,
I see.
Are they registered?
Yeah, hello everyone.
Okay. Hey Sam, nice to have you. Thanks Sam for being here. All right.
I didn't receive any comments.
No comments, okay. Well, certainly would invite folks who call in to please send us an email if there's items which is discussed at the airport board meetings so we can get you on the agenda. Happy to do that. All right, let's jump into our action item this evening for the SIB loan resolution.
Sure.
And presenting that is Angela.
Yes, so Cameron, sorry. If you want to switch to the next slide. So this is the slide we talked about at the last meeting. Just that, you know, that big picture view of where we think our cash balances will sit based on the work that we have planned in our capital improvement program currently. So that work is primarily the runway replacement project. There's also some other airfield pavement. We obviously we do more long-range planning on the airfield because we work so closely with the FAA and that all gets programmed in. But what you see here is the blue represents, the top blue line represents our year-ending cash balances under more favorable circumstances and a more favorable scenario. It still feels realistic. The bottom portion of that blue section represents where our cash balances would sit if we continue to pursue projects as planned, but we had very slow airline recovery. So really, we would have to roll back a little bit from the recovery we've had and then see very, very slow recovery are the main financial assumptions there. And then what you see in yellow, that yellow line, the solid yellow line, is a more moderate estimate of where we really think we're likely to be. So this picture is intended to really show that our best guess, based on what we have, the work we have planned, and you know, the the grant delivery schedule that the FAA has planned, that we, our financial balances will sit in that blue area somewhere, likely around the or above the yellow line. Now, the key assumption in that whole section is that we, it assumes that we would take out an SIB loan. That's actually before you today, for about $3.7 million to fund the parking lot expansion, both design and construction, and those improvements in the general aviation area that have that are under design and we plan to construct next year. So that was all included in our budget, but it assumed that we would use cash to fund those projects. And what this, what hopefully you see here is that whether or not we take out the SIB loan, we have enough funding to complete all the work that we have planned. What we'll go over in the next couple of slides is the trade-off of the value of maintaining high cash balances now. And that's really what the SIB loan offers us at a very favorable interest rate. So 3%, they could increase it slightly in December, and they may do that. They are looking at that, the state is, but they do not think it'll go above 3.5%. So the SIB loan allows us to maintain high cash balances, which gives us the flexibility to accelerate project schedules, which saves millions of dollars on the program. Should we have access to terminal grant funding, for example, through the BIL program, that's going to require a match. And so it's just, we're in a season where it feels highly advantageous to have a cash balance to be able to pursue capital improvement projects and development work. And so that's why we as a staff are fully recommending that we apply for this loan. Wanna go to the next slide, Cameron? So a couple of scenarios that we put together. So something that Colin and I have been working on is looking at a scenario where we aggressively pursue full funding for the pavement portion of the project in 2025. So that would add about an extra $40 million of work in 2025 beyond what we had planned. This is the impact to cash if we do that. So you can see in the green line, the solid green line, that assumes again that we took out this SIB loan. And so we still stay in a very healthy range. In the dotted green line, and again, these are all using those same moderate assumptions that the yellow line uses for everything else. So it's kind of a middle of the road, you know, partly cloudy skies kind of situation. But the dotted line, again, represents our cash balances if we don't take out that SIB loan. And that's where, you know, it's, I think that would put us in a riskier state when it comes to our cash balances as we move forward. And so, you know, if we continue on a path where we just cash fund these projects that are needed, and I'm happy to talk again about the parking project. I know we've talked a lot about that project, but happy to talk about the projects, but those are fully designed, so I know we've talked about them to death. But especially parking is revenue generating, so that one's critically important. But if we cash fund those, I think it really limits our ability to do anything else and could put us in a risky state. If we think about a scenario, you wanna go to the next slide, Cameron?
Sure.
Where, let's say that all of a sudden, and this happens in government, you guys know this, a bunch of extra money is added for 1 year or 2 years appropriated into the Airport and Airway Trust Fund. Well, not into the fund, but into that AIP project pool, right? What typically happens if you see that scenario is that airports are kind of caught on their heels. They're not ready to accept that funding because the funding has so many strings attached. You know, the bidding process, you have to have the right contractors on board that were onboarded in the way, procured in the right way. You have to have things designed, you have to have bids in hand. And so should there be a season where we could take on a lot of extra money because it's available and there are not a lot of airports who could take it on, we wanna make sure that we're in a position to do that. So we wanted to run a scenario, okay, what it shows is us taking on about $100 million in 2025. This is a fictitious scenario, but it had good math and assumptions behind it, so it would fund all the paving, the design, and the construction of some additional, you know, the next phases of work. And so it got to about $97 million. What you see here is that I think it's unlikely our cash balances would be in a good enough state for us to accept that kind of grant funding. if we don't take out this SIB loan.
Assuming there's a 10% match.
Yes, yes, exactly. So, yep, so that's an assumption on all of this, because almost all the colors of money that are out there right now have a matching requirement. So sometimes it's 5%, sometimes it's 10%, but it almost always has a matching requirement because it helps to narrow the pool of projects to those that are serious and needed. So I just wanted to, you know, throw out these examples. It was something we had talked about a little bit at the last meeting, and so just to talk about the value and, you know, to reiterate, and actually if you want to go to the next slide, we can talk about financial metrics a little bit. This is an eye chart, but ultimately what I want the board to know is that if we don't take out the SIB loan, I think we're still in really healthy financial shape. It's just going to really limit our ability to pursue other projects, other grant revenue sources, or to accelerate the schedule on the runway program over the next 10 years. So what you see here are days cash on hand and debt service coverage ratios. And what I did is just highlight those that fall into a scarier territory. Now, there is not a perfect metric. This is unrestricted cash. And so it doesn't represent our total cash balances, but just to give you a sense of where we would sit, I start to feel uncomfortable if we're under 200 days on cash, for sure. But, you know, we could probably make decisions when it comes to deferring other capital projects and things to get out of, you know, get out of that for on a temporary basis. but what you see in the scenario, so these are scenarios 1, 2, and 3, and that's what we just went over in the slides. So what you see is really taking on a huge sum of money, that's not going to be possible unless we maintain the high cash balances we have now for a little while longer. I think we want to have access to that, again, to shave off millions of dollars and also improve the quality of the project, especially the paving portion of the project. When you can pave, we want to be able to pave the largest sections we can. In a perfect world, we want to be able to pave the whole runway at the same time. It, you know, you have consistency in materials, in contractors, you're just going to get the very best product. We'll still get a good product based on what we have planned and taking it in schedules. But we want to make sure there's flexibility to have the best product and for the lowest cost. and again, like, we're just in a season where there's buckets of money sitting everywhere that require a match, and we want to maintain a cash balance where if we have access to that cash, we can at least come before the board to discuss that as an option. If we don't have enough cash, then it won't be an option. So. I know we've talked about this a few times, so I want to be respectful. Do commissioners have any questions for the discussion?
Yeah, I do have a question. So in your presentation, for which I appreciate, I think there was more times mentioned about the runway and the runway build out. Why are we not borrowing the money to do the runway? Because this is going to help and facilitate the runway build. I know it says we're doing it for a parking lot and Charlie 1 Alpha improvements. But if we're so concerned about the schedule and being able to facilitate the runway construction, why don't we just borrow money for that and call it what it is and go that way? Is there something that prevents us from borrowing for that?
Yeah, that's a really good question, Erling. So when it comes to the SIB loan program, that color of money, if you will, you cannot use SIB loan proceeds to fund your match on AIP projects because CDOT already provides grant funding to help cover part of our match.
That would explain it. Okay.
So when it comes to the cash, right, so our airport revenue cash, that is wildcard money, right? We can use it on anything that's eligible under our basic FAA guidelines. The SIB loan, you know, that program is more, you know, it's still fairly broadly usage, but it cannot be used to fund the match on AIP. So when it comes to that liability we have on the runway project, our cash is eligible for that, but the SIB loan isn't. The SIB loan is eligible to be used on this on these other projects, though, and that's why it felt appropriate. So good question.
That makes sense. Thanks.
An observation and a recommendation. I want to start with a recommendation. I think at some point this board should put into policy cash days at a minimum, that you wanna see. I think that's critical to any organization, and whether it's, I'll leave it up to you guys, but I think you've gotta put a minimum in at some point and never go anywhere near it. And then as an observation, I'm trying to figure out, I like your 2B scenario. Is it 2B or is it 2A?
Probably 2A, the one that doesn't have any colors.
Yeah, 2A and 2B. When I look at 3A and 3B, something looks wrong in that calculation, because one's with a loan and one's without a loan. Well, the math, when you divide interest into, what is it, Clay and Tom, is it operating income? That you divide your interest payments into to get to interest coverage, debt coverage ratio?
Interest coverage ratio.
Okay. I don't see how those 3A and 3B could be the same.
No, they're not.
Because one has interest and one doesn't have interest. But I'm not too worried about that. I'm more concerned that sometime you get it on the agenda to agree to what that minimum number of days of cash you need to have.
Yeah, I agree. And that's something we've talked about quite a bit over the years, but the finances got really turned upside down in the pandemic.
Yeah.
But establishing those financial metrics, I just think that they can serve as North Stars.
Yeah, very important.
So,
thank
you.
Oh, we've been spoiled too, because we've had good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've our metric has been 1,000 days cash on hand. I'm just kidding.
Well, I know, I'm like, we're almost
there.
Most people would love that.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
But that's where, you know, it's that trade-off and the balance, because we want to make sure that we're not sitting on too much cash that we could be deploying to serve the community.
Right.
So.
There's a delicate balance there.
Yeah.
I asked Colin at the last meeting when you guys floated this to not a monetary balance, but a percentage. How much is going for the parking lot, and how much is for Charlie One Alpha's re-improvement? Did anybody figure that out?
So we have those numbers, but we talked about not discussing them in public meeting, because it's pretty easy to back into those numbers, and we don't want to tip off the contractors. So that's something maybe we could talk about offline.
Right. I thought we agreed on percentage-wise that would be acceptable. Not a dollar amount, but percentage-wise.
Yeah.
But
I just think
not.
It's pretty easy math if there's two projects and we have the amount of the projects, the total there. So if that's okay with commissioners, I mean, I do have that breakdown.
Sorry I wasn't here last time you guys discussed this, but I did look through it and asked Angela for some additional information. And Rick, your comments are spot on here. As an organization like ours tries to move forward a gigantic project, and the SIB does liberate our other cash by using it on committed CIP projects that we've approved in the past, it liberates that money for additional grant funding. So it brings that, or could bring, that airport project forward, which ultimately the one thing that doesn't show up here is our profitability down the road in 2029, 2030, and 31 by not having additional costs of that construction going on to the same degree. It moves it forward, which is a substantial savings for the airport. Clay and I were kind of doing some numbers a while back, and it could be, or maybe you shared this with me, it could be $1 million.
So when we talk about
scenarios 2 and 3, it's more than $1 million. It's more than $1 million to the airport. So on the program itself, it's a lot more. There's two big expenses that, you know, you get to really shrink with that. You know, I joke with our awesome partners at Mead and Hunt and Garver that we have to rent our construction management team, right? Every time as long as there's construction going on, we're renting that construction management team. So being able to shorten that duration of paying those costs, I mean, you kind of pay the same whether you're doing it for 10 years or 5. So there's a construction management oversight, but also as you take these big projects and we'll use paving as an example. You separate it into 3 separate projects even. At that point, you have mobilization costs you're gonna pay for three times, even if it's the same contractor who's awarded it, because of the way the bidding rules work, they can still put that in there and we'll negotiate with them, negotiate it down, but you're still gonna pay some duplicate mobilization costs and you know, closeout costs. And so, you know, anytime you can make the project bigger, it just makes it more efficient and the quality goes up. So it's the best of both worlds. And it's why we've been passionate about that flexibility. We've also talked about a lot, I mean, since I've been here, how important it is that once we're building the runway, that we can go as fast as we can. Because from a safety perspective, you want it to be fast. When it starts looking like a runway, your safety risks start to go up. And so we want to make sure we're in a position to go as fast as we can on that project. And it's easy to talk about that project because it's a known thing, but we also have access to these huge buckets of money for terminal expansion that's needed for the relocation of our air traffic control tower, which would, you know, just really accelerate development at the airport. So we just want to make sure that we're helping the board to make informed decisions when it comes to the financial strategy that we use as an airport.
I think the other piece that we heard collectively, I think Ron and Rick both mentioned this, is having the liquidity, whether it's a days on cash ratio or whatever, to complete the new runway in an efficient manner and not come up short down the road. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I think where you're headed with that, Rick, is if you do set a floor, it saves an organization from getting distracted and using a surplus level of perceived liquidity before the runway is completed mm-hmm. on other projects. And I think that's the real risk that I sense we have, is we see a shiny star and chase after it in 2027 when we don't have enough money to get the airport runway done. Mm-hmm. So we have to be very judicious with our surplus cash that we're now gonna free up with this SIB loan mm-hmm. and earmark that for FAA grants to bring this project forward as best we can. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Tom, something Tom's talked a lot about and we'll really look at seriously is now with interest rates rising, you know, we're fairly restricted in how we can invest our cash, but, you know, interest rates are such to where even very conservative investments that are allowed at an airport, you know, are generating a lot more revenue. And so I think that's another piece to keep in mind is given where interest rates are, we're optimistic that, I say we because Tom and Clay have been instrumental in kind of this, thinking about this, but that ultimately we can generate, you know, an equivalent return on our cash that we're even paying in interest on these loans. So at that point, it's not costing us anything because our cash balance, you know, keeping that cash balance, it is generating revenue to pay the debt service on that loan. So
are we, Angela, I know Tom, you and I were involved in the bond. I can't remember if Vernon, you were here at that time or not.
No. That was right before I came on.
We're okay with this 3.7 in terms of all the ratios that
mm-hmm.
were good.
Yep. So I consulted with bond counsel in
okay.
writing, and
great.
So they confirmed, first of all, that we don't need to go to bondholders to notify them or ask permission for this loan. Second, when it comes to the metrics in that bond issuance, the only requirement is actually the debt service coverage ratio, and it's only for senior debt. This is subordinate debt.
Okay.
And so, it's subordinate.
Okay,
yep.
Good.
And it's 1.25 is that debt service coverage ratio, and it's ignoring, yes, it's very low. It's because
yeah.
it's because we have a surety.
It's
so when you buy a surety.
Which is pretty nice.
Yeah, it's nice to hear it's subordinate.
Yeah,
okay.
So do you want to click back to just that second scenario? Because I think that's just the best one to
this
from.
Is a critical slide.
Because this is the most likely, this is what we're very aggressively going after strategically, is pavement funding in 2025. And so this is a very realistic view of how kind of that blue area, which I grayed out just so you could see better, but how that blue area could actually shift, that yellow line could shift because we've changed plans. And this is one where it shaves off time on the project, improves the quality, and saves us
and on
substantial
the
funding.
Pie chart, this is 1A or 1B?
This is 1B.
1B, yeah, thank you.
1A was yellow.
It was, no, yeah.
that's where the decision is just whether, this feels like by far the best tool to retain, to keep those high cash balances. And it, I anticipate that it'll cost us very little, if anything, because we will be disciplined about managing those cash balances and finding ways to generate even more revenue than we have.
And I think the chart also would indicate if we're done with 1230 in 2030, we've got the capacity to pay off the SIB loan 3 years early. And they're able to free up the authority to look at other projects of significance at that period of time.
I think that's a great point, Tom. And let's say that we get to 2027 and we didn't get to accelerate anything. We have high cash balances. We didn't end up winning any big grants. And we can just pay it off at that time. There's no prepayment penalty at all.
Additional thoughts?
Yeah, I say this with respect to everybody here in this room, but I'm having a hard time wrapping my arms around borrowing money when you don't really know the financial certainty of the airport. You don't know, maybe next year is going to be fantastic. We'll gain the carrier, gain two, but we don't know. And the principle about lending money, whether you're at the mortgage asking for money, that's the part that I'm struggling with, is we don't really know. I understand everything. I understand why you're asking for it and suggesting we should do this. I just can't quite circle the wagon with the fact that we don't really know what our future holds. And the first year loan payment will be a little over $100,000 and a 3% note. So, but I want you to know I understand the mechanics involved in it here.
Certainly, Erling, there's an issue that if you think about the employment contract that NFL players and things like that have, there's no surety of revenue to this organization. And I understand your risk posturing for that. But I think if we look at this, this is a bit of a fairly decent insurance program to add liquidity to the organization to combat future risks. And I'll just say that as a different lens as we look at this going forward. So with the risks, there are some, this is a bit of a mitigant as well.
Yeah, and I understand that. I do. I think had the mechanics been different, like I mentioned to you, our ARF truck broke down, we need an ARF truck rather than the parking lot that needs to get fixed. You
sure.
know, it's those things that weighs in. But I fully understand why that you're asking for it.
Fair enough. Additional
because
questions?
Because we're coming off the holiday week, too, I wanted to let commissioners know that last week was extremely busy. You know, from a capacity perspective, we didn't have nearly the scheduled service that we had in 2019. We had very high load factors. And again, we exceeded parking capacity out in our parking lot. Mm-hmm. So that means the staff has to go out there. They put up signage that allows parallel parking along the sidewalks out there, things like that, to just squeeze every bit out. And so when it comes to the need for the parking lot, I think that's something that we've discussed a lot this year as part of the airport development program. Appreciate the support in funding the design for that. And you know, we were reminded last week of how much we need to get that work done next year, because next Thanksgiving we anticipate will be even busier, and we want to make sure that we don't leave that really important revenue stream, that we don't put that at risk.
Well, and what I see here, Erling, is that looking at the blue area, you know, a lot of times when folks present something like this, you have this huge hockey stick that you're looking at, indicating the cash is going up dramatically because your revenue is going up dramatically. This to me looks like a very conservative forecast based on this year from a standpoint. I don't see a hockey stick. There's a tick up in 2030 and 31, But basically through 2028, it's pretty flat. I mean, there's a couple of little peaks and valleys, but they don't amount to much. So I there's always a risk, but I don't see anything built into this that shows a revenue line of a hockey stick going up. I don't see that at all. I'd worry if it was based on that. I'd really worry. I don't see that.
And that uptake of the end in this scenario is because the project's done.
Yeah, so cash comes back.
So revenues are coming in.
We get to stop spending so much money on the revenue project.
So it's not revenue driven at all.
Yeah.
It's cash driven, so.
Additional comments or questions for Angela? Appreciate the feedback.
I don't have any additional comments, but I have vacillated on this issue since we've been talking about it, but I do appreciate the information and the discussion that we've had, because it's, you know, borrowing money, the way I was raised, borrowing money was a no-no. And, you know, and I totally understand what you're talking about. I understand what Earlene's talking about. It's just something that I was, and we did, I mean, some of those projects we did approve. I mean, this board did, so I understand that part. But I do, I think I was satisfied with what you're talking about is trying to, like with the paving and trying to get the airport, the runway done early. Because my concern is, and I've told you that before, is getting to a point where we don't have any revenue and we can't match the grants. But I see what we're doing here, and I think that is a good thing. So I just want to make sure you knew where that was coming from. But like I said, this has been a hard one for me.
Understood. Thank you, Ron. I appreciate your insights. I think the messaging around this is some favorable comments, and of course, really takes a different lens at this. But I think there's an asterisk here about let's be cautious, let's set days on hand of cash, let's earmark some cash so that we're prepared for future FAA funding that comes forward to us. Let's take advantage of this opportunity to move 1230 forward and still have liquidity at the end of the game. Is that fair for the assumption? So you guys, Shayla, you can work on the days on cash then.
Yeah.
So, I'll entertain the motion if you will read the recommendation. Somebody offer that up, that would be great.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that we approve action item A, SIB loan, resolution number 2022005, Colorado State Infrastructure Bank application.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second that.
It's been seconded by Commissioner Marshall. This is a resolution, does require me to call on board members voting aye and nay. So, Commissioner Schrader.
Aye.
Thank you. Commissioner Vlardy.
Aye.
Mr. Brayback.
Nay.
Commissioner Tuffley.
Aye.
Commissioner Marshall.
Aye.
Commissioner Taggart. And the chair votes in approval as well. Thank you. All right, that completes our action. Thank you for your input tonight on this. I know this is a fairly significant event for everybody to look into this. So thank you for being thoughtful about it. Mm-hmm. Any other business may come before the board this evening?
I have one thing to cover from Colin, because he fell ill this afternoon. He was very excited to have a fun fact for Lindy on the project.
Oh, yes, I promised that back to him.
So he had a parking-themed one, since parking was part of the conversation. So we are moving enough dirt to fill the parking lot, so the existing parking lot plus that gravel lot, that whole parking area, with soil. If you put all the soil there, it would be 80 feet high.
Wow.
So the paved and the gravel lot,
yes.
80 feet high.
The whole parking area,
well, such a great
80
fact.
Feet high.
Thank you.
So
80
feet. So, and he is very excited. He has them for what feels like an eternity for meetings now. So,
thank you. I'll pass it on.
Yes. So.
That's a lot of dirt.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Thank you very much, Thaddeus. Appreciate your attendance virtually. Have a good week.